All right. Our next item is subdivision 2009-5, John Novosel.
This application has been deferred since July 22nd of this year also, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I will not be participating in this vote as I was not at that public hearing either.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I was at that hearing, and I do have a motion prepared. I don't know if any of the other commissioners want to weigh in, but I would like to say that recalling the public hearing, and there was some concerns expressed by people owning property in that neighborhood about detailing drainage issues and concerns, and I did a little follow-up with the drainage section of DENREC, the people that regulate and do the maintenance on our tax ditches, private ditches, et cetera. And those concerns that were expressed by those residents did have a lot of validity. It's my understanding that there was several cases where people had to be evacuated due to medical concerns because their mode of transportation was not adequate for the flooding that did occur on those roads. With that recognition by DENREC's drainage section, and Mr. Tom Crockett has indicated that he's putting together a program either this coming winter or spring of 2011 to do some clean out and maintenance of the ditches in that area and help alleviate that. With that said, Mr. McCabe, who was the engineer, and quite appropriately indicated in his responses to the commission sort of more or less a hard line to some of our questions, which he was representing his client to the best of his abilities. I, at least for one, was pleased by Mr. Holland, who stepped to the podium and indicated a willingness to go along and work with the neighbors and try to do the best that he could. And I'm convinced that Mr. Holland is either here in attendance or one of thousands listening on the internet tonight, that he will, that he will be hearing me express confidence that he will work and try to get his property into that program. And I think we will have a better area once the ground is broken on this subdivision. With that said, if anybody has anything else, if not, I'll make a motion.
I concur with your synopsis of the issue. Drainage is a problem, but the developments that are adjacent are older developments. And this development can actually complement what's there by helping to solve some of the problems that are before rules. So I think the focus on drainage is the issue with that, and the willingness of the applicant to address those issues may actually help neighboring properties as well as this. So I concur with your
Burton, any comment?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2009-5 for John Novosel based upon the record and for the following reasons, those reasons being: one, that the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code that have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. It is also partially within a development district according to the county comprehensive land use plan update. This proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The subdivision is consistent with other developments in the area. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. The project will be served by a central wastewater system and is within a Sussex County sewer planning area. This approval, however, is subject to the following conditions, and them being that there shall be no more than 160 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of stormwater management areas, erosion, and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested buffer shall be shown along all boundaries of the subdivision. Final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in those buffer areas. The buffer area shall include as much existing vegetation as possible. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible throughout the development. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. There shall be no wetlands included within any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. As stated by the applicant, sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. This subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and Department Natural Resources Environmental Control specifications. The developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities on or before the issuance of the 50th building permit. As stated by the applicant, there shall be a 100-foot buffer from all wetland areas. All silt fencing shall be located on the upland side of all wetland areas. The final site plan and restrictive covenant shall contain the agricultural use protection notice. The final site plan and the restrictive covenants shall contain a notice similar to the agricultural notice that hunting activities occur on neighboring and adjacent properties. The final site plan and restrictive covenants shall also include the following notice. Note, this property is located in the vicinity of land used as an airstrip. There may be frequent flights over this subdivision that will generate noises associated with aircraft in flight or aircraft engines operating. The use and enjoyment of every lot and parcel in this subdivision is expressly conditioned on acceptance of any annoyance or inconvenience which may result from such normal airport uses and activities. The developer shall coordinate with the Postal Service for the location of a central mailbox location. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question, well, I guess we need a second, don't we?
You want to ask a question first?
I do want to ask a question. And I'm asking you, Mr. Robertson, I'm concerned about this drainage issue for these folks around there, and I want something in, I want a condition in here somehow that, let me tell you what I'd like it to say, if you can see if we can make it say this somehow, that none of the activity or the final design for stormwater on this project will impact the surrounding properties. Now, that is one of the tenets of stormwater management design, I understand that, but I think it's something that needs to be specifically reviewed at the time the plan is approved by our folks here. I'd like that to be, not only does it need to be done to the satisfaction of the soil conservation folks, I want us looking at it also, and for whatever it's worth, to try to doubly sure that this project does not create problems or make problems worse. You know, I think it will fix some. I think these folks will we'll try to do that, but I at least want something in the motion that causes it to have to be looked at specifically when it comes back. If now that's up to you, that's your motion.
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps I could amend approval condition C.
He might help you.
Well, I was going to, yeah. Maybe to add to condition C, I just jotted something down, and I don't know if this goes far enough because I was writing as you were talking.
Okay.
And you may want to go further. I think at least where you were starting was development of the property shall not impact stormwater or runoff to a greater extent than pre-development conditions, period.
And improve.
Yeah, shall not impact stormwater runoff on adjacent properties to a greater extent than pre-development conditions.
Yeah, I think I like that a little better. Is that specifically who I'm trying to...
But the problem wasn't the stormwater management problem. It was the ditch that,
mm-hmm.
that you know...
Right, and one of the key...
upstream
problem. Yeah, in my mind, though, one of the ways to get this moving forward and getting these things fixed for these folks is if we make this developer aware that there's an issue. We've already got through Mr. Smith's efforts, we've already got Soil Conservation District aware that we are concerned about what's going on there, and I don't want it to get lost in the sauce. I want it to have to come up again so that we can ask those questions again. You can't expect people to unless you're DelDOT, do a lot of work on somebody else's property. I understand that. But we can perhaps cause the work that should be done by the governmental agencies that have some say over these things and have actually, some responsibility for making them happen. We can maybe try to make that happen for these folks.
I agree.
That's all I was trying to get at.
Would that still leave the responsibility on the conservation district?
Yeah, I think it will.
And that's fine with me. I don't know that our county folks
have
the expertise.
At the end of the day, I understand.
Because that's who the county defers to.
Right.
Or that.
But what it will cause is a conversation.
Sure.
That's what I want to see happen. I want to make sure that it is specifically discussed. And I want to know what was said. So that discussion needs to take place before it comes to us to be approved.
Let me expand on it because I was writing some more with your speaker.
Okay.
Because the developer, as some I think Mr. Smith mentioned, the developer did recognize the applicant, not the engineer, that there's a draining issues out there. So I think that's a fair statement on the record. So how about if we add to C, the developer has recognized that there may be existing drainage issues in the area. Development on the property shall not impact stormwater or runoff on adjacent properties to a greater extent than pre-development conditions, and the developer shall cooperate with the Sussex Conservation District to address drainage issues in the area.
Yeah, I like that better.
Is that?
Yeah.
No, you're never going to be able to read it. I hate to tell you.
Well, Mr. Robertson, you can read the amendment in the record.
Yeah, I could certainly do that, and you can agree to it.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would like to allow our council the opportunity to amend my motion, specifically the
item C.
Item C of the condition placed on the motion.
All right, let me read it again, the whole item C, so this is what we'll have in the record. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. The developer has recognized that there may be existing drainage issues in the area. Development of the property shall not impact stormwater or runoff on adjacent properties to a greater extent than pre-development conditions, and the developer shall cooperate with the Sussex Conservation District to address drainage issues in the area.
I think that covers about as good as we can cover it.
That would be my motion, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We'll hear a second.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2009-5, John Novosel, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Abstain, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Abbott, let the record show that the motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Johnson abstaining.